1 Timothy chapter 4.
Read from verse 5 to 6.
For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Can we read verse 6 together? If you will put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, where you are attained. What was he talking about? In chapter 3, he talks about the qualifications of a bishop. Many people have always thought that that is for leadership and those who want to pastor. But I put it to you that every Christian ought to meet up with those criterias. Whatever you have to call it. Every Christian ought to meet up with those requirements. It's not just for those who want to pastor. And he went on in chapter 4 to talk about that Timothy ought to now put the brethren in remembrance of these things. So there are things to remember. There are things that we ought to always put forward to ourselves. And this is going to be very instructive. There are things we ought to remember. Whatever you don't put to mind will eventually not influence your life. The things that influence your life are the things that you daily remember. Right? Right? The things that you always put to your head and say, oh, I must not forget this. I must not forget that. Those are the things that make up your values. Those are the things that make up your ideologies. And so there are things to remember, hallelujah. In the work of ministry, there are some things that are non-negotiable. They are non-negotiable. You can't say, I don't know, Pastor, I might not be able to have this one, I have the other one. No, they are non-negotiable. And then that will take us to, because we are talking about those who are serving in the house of the Lord, workers. Workers, those who are busy with the one thing or the other, whether you are busy with the music thing, whether you're busy with the technical department, whether you're busy with the works, you're busy with the media, you are busy with JC Media, you are busy with I've not mentioned unit mention. Ushering, protocol, hospitality, guest ministries, those of you that talk to first timers. Listen to what I'm about to say this morning. So there are things to remember. And apparently we can go back to the first time that people will want to serve in the church. And that will be Acts chapter 6. In Acts chapter 6, in Acts chapter 1, Jesus took them and taught them for 40 days. In Acts chapter 2, we had the Pentecost experience where they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and he had cloven tongues as a fire on their head. They spoke in tongues, they interpreted their tongues. Abi? What now happened after that time? 3,000 people were saved. In Acts 3, we had Peter at the beautiful gate. Like Peter at the beautiful gate, and John, you know. We had Peter and John at the beautiful gate, where they healed the man who was lame, and he has always been there. And from there, the Pharisees took their case and said, what are you doing? We have warned you guys not to preach in Jesus' name. You are stubborn. You are stubborn. You are counting the cost, Abby. You are counting the cost. We will show you the cost. We will increase the price. And so they increased the price. And they started beating them. In Acts chapter 4, they went back. So the persecution started from 3 to 4. Then they went back to their own company. And then they prayed, that's the prayer we see in Acts chapter 4, verse 30 to 31. They prayed, oh Lord, grant your servant boldness, right, that they might preach your word. The Bible says when they were done praying, the place was shaken. In Acts chapter 5, we had them continue their encounter where 5,000 people were even saved more. Then in Acts chapter 6, people were now murmuring in the church. Why? Because they had the tradition of bringing their stuffs together. In fact, sometimes selling their lands, right, they will lay it at the apostles' feet, which I've explained to you. What does it mean? To put it at the leg of your pastor. Eh? Eh? What does it mean?
to put in subjection to the authority of the church.
All right.
And some people are not even at the apostles' feet at all. They are counting the toes. That's what they are doing at the feet. They are not subjected. All right, so they were laid under the apostles' feet, and so they used to share food in common. So they share meals, they share stuff. That's actually the local church. Share things in common. Not the one that would say, bring food from your house, let's bring fast. Don't bring gala. That from your house. Why bring gala and Melinda? And as you are dropping it, the first thing you go for is pounded yam, eba, and before that someone else brought. So who should eat your own gala? Everybody's not going for the eba. This is glorious. You brought a chicken pie from your house. You did chicken pie in your house. Hallelujah. So, the widows were now murmuring, say, food is not reaching here now. You know, oftentimes the things that cause strife, they are negligible things. I've always said that unforgiveness, what causes unforgiveness is not what happened. What causes unforgiveness are two things. Pride / ego. Then, the words that have been said. You are mad. I've always known that you are not okay. I've always known. As you look at Mike, you are not full of the Holy Ghost. You are not full. We know that is fake Christian. That's enough of that. Now we're going to seek reconciliation. No reconciliation will be hard. Sure, you know. Because as you are saying, the person is taking attention. He meant everything he said. So when you are angry, you keep quiet. When you are unhappy, you keep quiet. That time that you have a point to make, that's the time to keep quiet. No, that's not Christian at all. You sound like a child of the devil. That's not Christian at all. And so, the widows was murmuring. I said, food is not reaching here. See what's causing my alarm. Food. Something that you can go to Peter and say, I don't know. I think the people that serve in this rule, they always, our own food is half pizza. Peter would say, really? We don't, So, one moment. Acts chapter 6. We're there now. Verse 1. And in those days when the number of disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration. You have thought the ministration is ministration. Food. Your brothers also have it. Now that we are fasting. When we are about to break. They don't have it. They don't. How many did we reach you? Shall I do this? Yeah. I'm looking at someone else's spirit. So they were neglected. In the daily ministration, let's call it ministration, but with this food. Verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitudes of disciples to them and said, it is not the reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Can we read verse 3 together? Wherefore, brethren, look ye among yourselves, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over. So, in choosing those who serve, especially with natural things, media, so natural, I think the only unit that probably does something close to not natural throughout is music team. And that's why I joined music team. I'm not saying that music team members now feel they are assistant pastors. And that was because there was no music team in the Bible. But people ministered in songs for the sake of order. So okay, let's have people who are going to now lead us, who have good voices. You understand? We can't ask Namola to be leading us. You know, you understand what I'm saying, you know, Namola, right? Okay. So let's have them lead us. So it takes the function of the leadership. Who leads with the things of the Spirit? Alright, so. But when you're talking about natural things, where you have the word diaconia, teaching. So I don't know how people did it, But every church worker is actually a deacon. I remember one man like that was ordained for deacon and was pounding here. He pounded here, called on his family. What is they ordained for deacon? That is everybody in the church. Biblical wise, every worker is a deacon because his deacon means, is the word diakonia. D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. The one who serve the Lord with something natural. That makes sense? So, ushers are deacons. Anyway, let me put it. Depends on when to put on generator. Is even more of a deacon than an usher. Because that is very, very natural. You know, usher can be speaking in tongues and saying, the Lord directed me that you should sit here. The one that has been on generator is so natural that the leading of the Spirit is for him to put on generator. Does that make sense? So, they are deacons. Deacon promise. Something like that. And I don't know about deaconess. I don't know about deaconess. I don't know about pastor missus. There's just pastor. Hallelujah. There's only like pastor missus. There's only like, it's only the women that are evangelists. You understand? Mommy Gio. There's no ministry gifts like Mommy Gio with the heart. Hallelujah. So, he said, we are going to choose deacons among you. Those who are going to serve tables. But look at what Peter said, or what the two of said. Look among you seven men of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost. So, the first thing to remember in the service of God is that you must be full of the Holy Ghost. We are talking about things to remember. You must be full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, what you are doing may be natural. You know, it looks like that these who are doing protocol, the outside, you know, those who are sweeping. It's so natural. It's something you do in every other place. Very natural. But you must know that serving God requires you to be full of the Holy Ghost. Since they must be what? Are they going to use the Holy Ghost to serve tables? No. But they must be vessels that are yielding to the Spirit of God. So, service ought to be supernatural. It ought to be supernatural. We don't want people who are sweeping who are not full of the Holy Ghost. I got a story I had. One brother, he said, what? In fact, I believe, listen very well, that it's not even healthy to ask you what unit you want to join. You should be given what to do. Taking that choice is no longer service. In service, you don't choose. Except NYSC. When you redirect the domain name, you say, go to www. Yes, sir. You put a redirect URL. Home equals to Lagos. But yes, sir, equals to Lagos at back end. And so, you land in Lagos. You have no longer service. Hope you know. All of you that did it. Some people even did it. With good report. Faith. Good report. He came to Lagos straight. I didn't get Lagos. I got open. You didn't serve your country. So people are already planning not to. But in service, you know, you don't choose. That's the point. So as someone is finishing membership class, we should be able to look at the person and say, so you go to works. So you go to media. And the person will say, yes, sir. Most of the things that we have, they are actually not the proper thing. But you know, sometimes I just look away. There are cases that have stepped in, like your own case. There are about two people, other people. There are cases that just stepped in and said, go to this place. That's the service. You want to go here. But they ask you to go here. That's when you are serving. Is it making sense? I told you yesterday that mindset of telling people, go and have you registered for workers, what do you call it? Membership class. That in itself is wrong. It shows you the person is not ready. He's not even a disciple yet. It's already an aberration to us. The same way it's now an aberration to say, player, which unit you want to join? And that I give them option. It looks so. works. What they do is, you will find out what they do when you get there. Go and join them. See, my week is always busy. That's when you count the cost. In fact, if I know that your week is always busy, I will tell you to join the most stressful unit so that you can know you are serving the Lord. Hey, would we consider? Are you still asking that? If you are considering your schedule before you choose what you are doing for the Lord, you are not serving the Lord. It's not like they meet every day of the week. I mean, music team, do you meet every day of the week? So they ask, you won't go to work. You just come here every morning. Dodo tila so so. Mimi re dodo. Bro, where? You take. So so fa fa mimi. Mami ko. Idini. It's not like they meet every day of the week. So where then is your sacrifice? That's what I'm going to this month. So they must be full of the Holy Ghost. So serving God, being a worker, has to do with being spirit-filled. So whatever you are doing for the Lord, you have it in your mind that this is a supernatural service. It must not be done in the flesh. It must not be done in the natural. It must not be done. When I was Niger's president, I said something. Moyo, you remember that time? I asked you to go and pray. Right at the back. You can't be a worker. I was a teenager. I started it. Before service, you go and pray. I think service starts 8:30. Was it 8:30 or 8 o'clock? 9. Then we pray from 8:30 to 9. And if they don't come, I'm always crossed. I'm always... You know? Because that's the way it ought to be. Your service, yes, you are going to drum. That's what you came to do. That's your service. I know, yes, you are going to ask people where to sit. But you must be full of the Holy Ghost. And that's why you discover that many people just step in the flesh. They say, wash your hand. That didn't come and wash your hand. Wash your hand and if don't you have yes? You are telling a believer, don't you have yes? Oh, you are counting money. Those who are counting money. I counted 50k. 50,000. I said, no, it's 49,500. Can't you see? You're asking someone, can't you see? You are stepped in the flesh. So, the 12 will say, we know it's bread they want to serve, but they must be full of the Holy Ghost. We know it's money they want to serve, but they must be full of the Holy Ghost. So, your serving God has to be done supernaturally. It must be supernatural. You're sweeping. It must be, not, I read that now. Don't you have sense? Is that what we did yesterday? You are no longer full of the Holy Ghost. So, there are things to remember in my service. Number one, it's supernatural. I must be full of the Holy Ghost. I must be full of the Holy Ghost. That's the same thing Moses did. He wanted to choose people who are going to just settle natural cases. They are going to settle disputes. Right? Numbers 11. They are going to settle fights. Yeah, it takes something to settle fights, but we know what Moses was did. He made them prophesy. Prophesy first. Then you can now go and do natural duties. Let me tell you this. If we are full of the Holy Ghost, we will see the hand of God in what we do in the church. Ushers, music team, the media, we ought to be full of the Spirit. Don't resort to the flesh. Don't think it's just mere natural now. What I mean, is it not just to, don't make it common. Don't be like that brother, that's the reason, that brother. And he said, so they said he must join the works. They call it operations. And what they do, you know, when they say operations, you would have done something, then they just wash toilets. Works and operation. You wash toilet. And he was a big guy. So he told the head of the unit that, beautiful, I love what we do for the Lord. But what we're going to do is that we're going to contract, there's a cleaning company, and they're going to do everything for the church. They're going to clean the auditorium. You know, they even have some humidifiers. They're going to do the toilet. They're going to, they'll be sanitizing the WC. It's a CW. You are going to contract a cleaning company to come and serve the Lord for you. It remains small for your head to be correct. And I hope that you will get there. That's no longer sense. What he had taught is that everything we are doing is not a clean toilet. Is it not natural? Someone say, come and do it. No. You take what you are doing for the Lord as supernatural.
Because it is supernatural. Say with me, it is supernatural. Say it is supernatural. When you don't see that supernatural, that's the reason why you miss some of the meetings. Oh, those of us that sleep, we are meeting by 4, and you come 5 o'clock. Because you don't know that what you are doing for the Lord is supernatural. And he's going to ask you. Because part of discipleship is service. Is service. We knew Jesus was the Son of God because he served. And the greatest among you will be what? Will be your servant. Supernatural service. Take it serious. If what you do is clean. Clean like that is what we edify people. Go through all the glasses. Right? And what do you call these ones? Slides. The window slides. Clean it like that is exactly what Jesus has called you from the new birth to come and do. If you see cobweb, you should feel depressed that, you're not going to eat, oh Lord. See, I don't come out my hand for every little race like this. You usher, like that is all that you are born again to do. Then go to the music team. You prepare yourself to minister to God's people. There's nothing like, and that's why you, of course, I'm very sure you do that already. You are weary of who leads what. Not anybody can just come and lead a song. I remember when church started that time. There was Brother Shola that would lead songs. How many months? There was many, always over a year. He's the one. Now they would have drum. Drum. There was no drum. Then you have to see drum. Where are we going to put it? This is not even the drum. If that's not the drum that I will send it. Why? There's no place to put the drum. And then we put it outside. But we are using shop. I'm sure I will come. There's no mic. What's mic? There's this song he used to sing. Down with my heart. You know that? Down with my heart. You see down. Down with my heart. There is the nature of the Father. Because I can't just say, your sister just joined church. She knows how to sing. But yeah, be leading us. What's that? It is supernatural. So you lead it. There is nothing wrong if one person leads the song throughout the year. I will not complain. Because you are seeing it, it's almost the office of a pastor. Because what you're doing is, you stand in front of God's people and you tell them, lift your hands. And you say, this is what we are going to sing. And you sing in tongues. That is supernatural. Hallelujah. You're drumming. You say, what I'm just going to be learning is strokes. Or paradiddle. I'm like rolling. Times the nature. Yeah, that's why you find most of the instrumentalists. Thank God it's not here. It can't be here. How can instrumentalists, when someone just started, we just go outside. How many of you know what I'm saying? Just go outside. I can sit down. One of the things I tell to you when I was dangerous president too. They were gonna buy Zobo. So the pastor called me and said, he said, what are you looking at? Unicorn, I'm almost mentioning names. So Unicorn, so he asked me to go and be playing. And he stopped playing for a while. Now you know why I went to start playing. Because I wasn't playing before. I was leading the songs. I said, I should be the one playing. That if they cannot submit to hear God's word, that they should not even be playing. Those were the places I was speaking values from. So it stuck. If you cannot listen to God's word, then you have no business serving God. Because serving God is done supernaturally. Are you getting something? So I started playing the keyboard myself. You can be very konu. You can be gisting. Chelsea man you. Inside someone's car. So many times I would go there. And that's why some people say it's me. They hated me then. Everybody has liked me now. Eventually, you grow up. I've not grown up still. You know? And I'll go to the car. I say, get out of this place now. And I used to be very harsh. You know when you are harsh and you know it. I don't look at people's face. You know now, you almost dated me too. If I want to just bite me. When you frustrate a year. The pastor has to, everybody has to intervene. Can you bite me? I look at your face. Apparently, she's my friend now,
The man is there. Are
you tiger? You know? But what am I saying? I knew from my youth that serving God ought to be done supernaturally. It's not something. Even when you were doing drama, because I did drama too, and I was very good. Let me give my CV. I was very good. The only time no, that is not this. That can never be supernatural. Just play. Yeah. And we pray the day before. We pray the morning before the drama. After the drama, we still take time out to pray very well. The roles that we acted. May we not become what we acted. Yeah. You want to become God, you that acted God. Yeah, become what you acted. You can't become devil. You can't become, okay, well, I get the ones that acted bad children. It's already a bad boy. Well, let me down. But serving, there's everything you are doing in the church. Are you listening? Everything you are doing in the church ought to be done. So, it says, men who are full of the Holy Ghost. Those are things to remember in the service of God. Number one, I ought to be full of the Holy Ghost. I think this should be added to the membership curriculum. Membership class curriculum. But better still, there are some set of teachings that we listen to. They come for the physical classes. Right? Now take class. Because it's a very delicate stage. You have to know what you're getting into. Hallelujah. Seven men who are full of the Holy Ghost. Then number two, he says they must have honest report or good report. And that's the one we are going to, I don't want to call it breakdown. We are going to expatiate on it. Who are of honest report? The question will now be, what constitutes honest report? Abi, what constitutes the honest report? Full of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Then he says, to also see people who walk in the house of the Lord, they must have honest reports. And I would say that number one, they must be full of honor. Honor. Look at Acts 13. Honor is part of the Christian faith. You can't do without it. Before we go to Acts 13, 1 Timothy 5. You there? Down with verse 17 to 18 together. Where to go? Let the others that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, you will not muzzle the ox that threshes out the corn. And the laborer is worthy honor. Like I said it, I don't know what year was that. That a society that lacks honor and order, we what? We self-destruct. Honor. See what Paul is telling Timothy. Let the laborers, let the elders be counted worthy of double honor. So whatever honor you already have in your life that you give to people, the ones who labor in word and doctrine, you regard them what? Double. Double. Your pastor, double. First, is that not woman worship? Leave it. Double honor. You treat them as special. Now we see why they will call Philip into that criteria. Philip went to Damascus, preached the gospel. A lot of people are saying, he now called Peter and John. Why? Because they were the pastors. Come, sir. This is my cell. These are the people I just got saved. Can you just pray for us? Can you even preach? Because apparently Peter now says something. That's honor. In the service of God, you must live a life of honor. See, every church has their own core tradition. And they are not the same thing everywhere. And you cannot take it away from them. There are churches that they are loud on prayer. In fact, you are seeing a prayer ministry. You are not talking against them. What concern you? He asked you to come. Did they force you? That's their tradition. Their
places where they are loud on. There are core traditions that you go, you open people's door. You knock on people's door with umbrella and bag. And you knock on people's door and you preach from afterward. It is their core. You can't take it away. There are places that their core tradition probably to sing.
Mm-hmm.
There are places that their core tradition is honor for leadership. Nobody's mentioning place. But you see, part of our core tradition is the life of God. If you try to take it away, I will take you out. Because a lot of things will be lost when we don't honor. Honor makes us walk out the will of God in our lives. Let them be counted worthy of double honor. Not, hey, I don't honor men. I honor the word. So who teaches you the word? Audio Bible. You just wake up in the morning. And then hear. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every nation. Baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and with you always to the end of the world. The word power is the word exousia, is the word authority. That's what you hear every morning, Abby. As you wake up from bed, God just start telling you. So you teach them to observe. The word observe is the word tereo, T-E-R-E-O. No! Someone brought the word to you. Paul was loud and he said, when I came among you, I came not with the excellence of man's wisdom, but I came in the demonstration of the spirit and power. He was loud. He said, I planted it. I was wrong. I preached the gospel to you. By the gospel, I am father to you. Maybe you don't know the label. Let me start telling you. Maybe you don't know the label. You just hear Matthew 28. And you just go, I enjoyed pastor's teaching. No. You don't want to count the cost. But you didn't understand the powers we have. But you think God gave me extra for study. Eh? Oh my dear, why do you know that one? Wife we eat, child we eat, or children we eat. The same number. Imagine you are now dumped all of that. Then someone just looks at you and believes what you're doing. I won't take it. I won't take it for yourself, leaders. You can't look down what you do. It's a life of sacrifice already. Some of you cannot even carry mic and lead prayer for 1 hour. You know, when you are the one leading, you know your prayer is louder. You know you can't do. When you are the one leading, everybody will know when you are not praying. So you have to pray. We are praying. Sometimes you have walk to that back. I'll judge you. You have face the wall. Because I want come on here. And then, who call exercises? But you know you are facing the wall. Nobody's seen anything. Can you be doing like this? But you can't down in front. Imagine the little bit. Don't talk of me listening to 2 hours and then for 3 hours, 4 hours. Have you seen retreat before? Uh-huh. You are called to listen to those kind of prayers. Some of you will lead that prayer. You're not going to listen to teaching again. As you are sitting there, you just sleep off. I said, God, for today. Today's service is over. You think it is? Try it. Pray at the top of your voice for 3 hours. For 4 hours. Don't talk of you are leading people. Such deserves your honor. Hallelujah. Deserves your honor. You know what? You can relate what I'm saying, Abby. Nico. You can relate. This way. Imagine what I did. This way. Make a little bit. You say, sanity that room. It deserves your honor. Your pastor deserves your honor. I know you know that one already. See how many disciples you have. See how you're always busy with one thing that is not even concerned with spirit man. Natural things. My jam form. Right? And they're always telling you, I can't come today, my unicorn is sick. See how busy you are with it. How many people? 4 people. Now you can observe, you can look at what your people that were not even fully committed to you. Now, you want to know what your pastor is going through. You want to know how many needs have been met. You don't want to know. You want to go through my prayer list. If I give for 1 week, you'll be sick.
You know about it. I literally have everybody's name. Every day of the week. Different days of the week. So I've not done membership class. Your name is not there. That's like exclusion criteria. When you, immediately you are done. That's why. She may ask, how many people came today to do a membership class? Okay. Give me the list. Had, if you do that one and study to preach and still deal with things in the natural, and after that, someone will say, I honor the word. Really? Let them that labor among you be counted worthy of double honor. Double honor. Hallelujah. It's part of the good report. Never forget good deeds. So suddenly now, you know salvation through faith. Your pastor is nothing to you again. I know some of you can teach more than me, oh. I mean, some people here that they are blessed with revelation and insight. Epignosis, the body again. No. A fool of word. Thank you. One day you will get to teach again. Or not. But for now, honor the one who brings you. Don't forget good deeds. Don't forget good deeds. Don't forget good deeds. Don't forget those who have taught you. Don't forget those who have taught you. Imagine someone spends all his life and it's for you. This is the life of a pastor. All of his life. And you are the center. Don't forget good deeds. So, you must add value for people. Paul will never forget Ananias. Remember Jesus. He had value for John. He honored John. John said, I cannot baptize you. Ah, you are Jesus. He said, no. You are the forerunner. Let the scriptures be fulfilled. Baptize me. Because the baptizer is greater than the baptized. That's why John said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. No. Just said, no, do it. When John was even offended, and he sent his disciples to Jesus, one asked him, if he's the Messiah, who should expect someone else? What did Jesus say? He said, go and tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, the gospel have the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Blessed is he that is not offended in me. When those ones left, Jesus now turned to his own disciples and said, there's no man born out of a woman that is greater than John. He'd have thought, he would just say, all this people, they don't know. Imagine, it was when I said, he doesn't want to baptize me. He's not saying anything now. I got this offense, people. I beg. No. He turned to his own disciples and said, you must honor John. He might have dishonored me. He might have been offended, but you must honor him. There's no man born out of a woman that is greater than John. That is honor. Seven men who are full of the Holy Ghost and who will live a life of honor. That is service. And those are things to remember in service. Honor. Honor means to respect. Honor starts from your heart. From your heart, then it goes to the words you say. Some people don't know how to appreciate. You have never told your pastor, thank you. You have never told your cell leader, thank you, ma. Thank you, sir. You have never. It has never even come to your head. Or you think those who post their pastors or those who post their father, they are stupid. They are stupid. Or those who honor publicly, they are stupid. They are not. So. And that your pastor. It was everywhere. Those are members that honor what he's doing. You can buy it. For example, my pastor's birthday, we decided to, you knew about it. We made him trend on Twitter. I don't use Twitter. So I did not ban it then. I don't use Twitter. What I did, I opened accounts. My 3 accounts, the business and everything. Hashtag. Why? He deserves it. Is that not a natural thing? Leave it. Thank you. Don't make me on Facebook on that. This is the way talking about it. I went through your page. I was seeing his post. Even your picture. It's his picture. My dad said I changed my picture. I said, he's hurting you as you are seeing that one. I changed my picture now. And people don't know it's you. I said, what do you want to know from me again? Anyone that needs me should call my number. So that picture will be there. And then he said, is it Jesus? I said, yes. He shook him. He was expecting me to say, it's not Jesus, but I don't care what you say. Hello? I don't care. I'm the life that was changed. I don't care. Now I stand preaching the gospel. Now I'm in series. It would be very telling. You think I was born with it? I was not.
Lead a life of honor. You must never forget with it. Honor means to regard. It comes to your words. You're going to say it. You don't act anyhow towards them. If there are people that should get you every time, your pastor, your leaders, no matter how furious or anything you are, when you receive that call, you should calm down. That's it. That's something to remember. The life of honor. Are you listening to me? The life of honor. That's the only person that can call me 2 a.m. in the night. And I'll eat the road. Not born away. I'll eat the road. How can your wife be telling you? I'll tell pastor and say, I can't tell him. Your life is not worthy of a relation. You have lost that sense of honor. Hallelujah. It's your leaders. Times I ask them to preach. They are pushing to each other. But you can't even preach it. When I ask you, you are the one doing it. Everybody now tells that person. Come and preach here. Just for 1 month. Won't give it to people. Preach your names. And I will sit down. You might carry it. And you give me the liberty to counter if you say something wrong. After service. I won't take myself. Like when you say it, and you after you say it, I can call you and see if you are not going to have another service after your service. If it is easy, come and do it. Allow the easy. If it is easy, do one. Do one if it is. Take a cell. Take a cell. And run a cell and see if it is easy. You know, it's from outside, yes. That just fits me. And carry the same manner. The day you do it first, you say, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah. Part of the good report is the report of your life of honor. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12. We read verse 12 to 13 together. Everybody, are you there? 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. Want to go? And we beseech you, brethren. Oh, let's wait for them. If you're not there, say, oh me. If you're there, say, amen. If you're not there, say, oh me. Okay. The amens have it. Verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their sake, and be at peace. The word esteem is already high. That says, to esteem them very high. That is some tone. To esteem them very highly because they are over you in the Lord. So there are people that are over you in the Lord. Oh, we are all sons of God, yes. But there are people that are actually over you in the Lord. We all have the Spirit of God. There are people that are still over you. In that Spirit of God, are over them. They are still over you. He says, you esteem them very highly. When you see people respect their pastors, honor their pastors, why are you hurt? Why? Honor does not depreciate you. That's you. Why are you hurt? Because you don't honor yours. Some people even laugh at it. The person who is honored knows what has been done to him. Someone bought a car for his pastor. Bought a car and I think a house. And the social media was now carrying it and say, what kind of minigun is this? You know, all these pastors, you know, they just get to eat. The person now commented. They have shared it again. He said, you remember that case now? I think we spoke about that year. He said that the house and the car and everything, that the job that he got, that it was the pastor that got him. That was the pastor that put him through. And when things wanted to even turn to a court matter, that was the pastor that kept praying, was there with him in the court room, that he had no family. But you cannot see that. Hallelujah. So you just see him buying car. You didn't even know that the car, the job, he got it. You didn't see. There are things you cannot see, so you keep quiet. The same thing with people's fathers. You were married by uncle. My father is the one possessed his uncle. I was writing many things about the uncle, more than the father. I saw it and it didn't move me. I said, why are you writing for your uncle more than your father? Because I don't know what the uncle has done. Let him honor we want to honor. It's not for you to know. Esteem them highly for their work's sake. Except your leaders, except your pastor is not working, that's when you should not honor. Except you don't see what he's doing. That's when you should not honor. But the moment you can see the labor, you accord him or her double honor. Hebrews 13. The part of honor is that, Hebrews 13 verse 17, obey them, that's the part of honor. Obey them that have a rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls, that they must give account, that they might do with joy, not with grief. Hebrews 13:17. For that is unprofitable for you. Obey them that have the rule over you. That word rule is the word control. My father, nobody can control me in this world. Shut up. I'm just a loose cannon. I'm just firing anyhow. Obey them that have the control over you. That's part of the good reports. I don't believe in pastor's appreciation. Why? He doesn't deserve to be appreciated. Why? I don't believe in self-just appreciation. Why? Is that not human worship? And so, who told you that? Yes, to celebrate anniversaries. To celebrate birthdays. Cut cake. Give people drink. Rethink with the word of God. Rethink with the word of God. So service is done supernaturally. Service is also done in the life of honor. You honor your needy leader. Whatever he or she says is yes. See, even if you are older, that person was made the leader, not you. See, you could even be a leader in another sphere. But when I get to a unit where you are the leader, I keep quiet. Not because I cannot usurp authority, but because I'm going to live in honor. Honor of that office. If you are going to now misuse that office, that's between you and God. Between you and the pastor. But as for me, I will honor you for what you are doing. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? So you honor. Why were people not blessed in the city of Jesus? In Mark 6. Because of dishonor. In dishonor, you don't get blessed. You get worse. So you honor people. You can't measure good deeds. How much? I was asking a question. How much can you pay for your parental care? I was telling my dad, I said, I can't pay enough now. Sir, thank you so much. See, your children will take care of you. I said, it's not enough. It's not enough. Because I remember how he took care of me. Yes, I really remember. See, you can't forget good deeds. You can't repay it. The person that got you saved, got you grounded in God's word, you can't repay him. There's nothing you want to do to repay it. See, God would have used someone else. Why didn't he use someone else? Like Mori Oshi. Can you see someone else? Be your man and God could have been someone else. Live a life of honor. There are things to remember. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, value people who have stirred up evangelism in you. Value people who have stirred up God's word in you. And serve God in that life of honor. Good report also means that you are walking in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit and you not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. So part of good report is you are not walking in the flesh. You are walking in the Spirit. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is love. So part of my service to the local church, one of the things I must remember is that I must walk in the Spirit. So I'm not angry. I'm not bitter. I love and patient. You must be patient. So things to remember. Number one, be full of the. Number two, you live a life of. Number three, walk in the Spirit. But patient, you can endure. Not everything is going to go your way. That's Christian service. Not everything is going to go your way. Oh, I plan to wear burgundy with versatile on black and jacket.
Prophet said we are not wearing burgundy. We are wearing
that thing I like, black and black with ash tie. Or black on ash. That's the one you like. Is that good? What kind of church is this one now? It's someone's plan now. No. Part of service is that you just say yes. Okay, yes sir. It's not clean. It's not ready. But yes. See, that stupid sense of voicing your opinion is not of God. It's not of God.
I was thinking, can't we shut up?
Whoever is in charge said this is what we are doing. That's what we are doing. As far as you are concerned, that is God's voice in that unit. This is how we are doing it. That is how we are doing it. And that's why unit leaders also must be full of the Holy Ghost, like we said first. You are designing. I'm about to say, I even trust you. So I don't want this thing to be there. Don't remove this one. I doubt he has reservations for design though. It's the last thing girls have to bring the design, let's upload something. Hallelujah. You enjoy that part. Just design. Yeah, they give you. Sometimes we say yes. But if you say, I don't want, you know, just like explaining. This one represents your life. Get out. Take it away. This one. The boat that I put. Which stupid boat? Where is it taking you to? You must endure. It's part of walking in the spirit. Walking in the spirit means there are things that you want to say that make sense. But you're going to keep quiet. Why? Because of authority, honor. There are times I tell the cellular some things. And eventually I find out I'm wrong and I'll tell them, I don't mess up. That was wrong. But he will never say anything. There are times I ask for opinions, right? What do you think we should do? Abi? Yeah, don't make me look like a bad person. And then, what do you think we should do? How do you think we should go about it? But there are times I say, this is what we're going to do. You can't hear, I'll cut down. What do you want to say? This is what we are doing. That's your very good point. We'll state it next year. Except you are asked. Hallelujah. You endure. So, full of the Holy Ghost in service, those are things to remember. Live the life of honor and you walk in the spirit. Stop grumbling. That grumbling, complaining life is of the devil. Let me tell you. God called the sin of Israel, they were murmuring. What's that? Just murmuring and complaining. And we can't reach the meeting. You're around me, you're waiting like that. Of course, you can't even be around me. I'll have sent it every way from me. You can't be around me and complain every time. I won't listen. I don't listen to such. I don't have time for that. The reason why they did not make it to that land, that Canaan. Hey, take us back to Egypt. Now they're just eating bread and money, everything. Moses said, God, who are these people? I'm not the one that gave birth to them. Eventually that generation died in the wilderness. You don't complain in God's will. You don't murmur. You don't murmur. It's a sin. It's almost like it's this, you know, when you kill someone, it's a sin. When you also murmur, it's also a sin. Of the same weight. You don't murmur. You don't murmur. Don't murmur. We are coming by 5 o'clock to sweep this place. You don't murmur. Don't murmur. Getting permission is different from murmuring. So, and you don't do it on the spot. That's it. You know, something, you just say something and then it doesn't go well, it doesn't sit well with you. You know, no! Allow the meeting to end. That's some dishonor. That's nonsense. Imagine everybody did that the way you did. So what's the point of instruction? What do you want to say? Me, I don't know about any other person, but me, I don't know, I want to go to, I have exam, no. I have exam, I might not be able to make it at that time. That's nonsense. It's not democracy. The instruction has been given. Fine, you wait till the leader is alone. Are you learning wisdom? You wait till the leader is alone, then you go. Sir, I want to see you, ma, I want to see you. So what's the problem? It's concerning the time you just gave. I would have loved to be around, ma.
I don't know. I want to seek permission. Can you see? That I will not be around is even wrong. I want to seek permission. Not, I won't be able to make it. You have already given yourself permission. That's it. I won't be able to make it, but I want to ask for your permission. Which permission again? You already said you won't be able to make it. I want to seek your permission. I have an exam that will run from 4 o'clock. And I don't know when we are going to be done. But as soon as we are done, I will join the meeting. Does that sound sensible? Eh? There's no cell leader or unit leader aware that you have an exam that will run from 4 o'clock. See the way he said it. As soon as we are done, I will ensure that we come to the meeting straight away. Not, I cannot make it. I cannot make it. My exam started by 4. I might even finish around 7. You are just not committed to anything. You get down. You are just not committed. Just go and sit down. Just say it boldly that you are not serving God. And we will know. Because if you don't do someone else will. If you don't lead song, Shola will go and lead song. Or you don't know that you can sing well. Eh? He will lead the song. I will lead the song. I'm not able to sing well. I will lead the song. If the song is your problem. If you cannot sweep, I will sweep. If you hear that my back is paining, or my hand is paining, and much more, God will release other people that will do it. Before you join church, are we not sweeping the floor? Abi, was there nylon and paper on the floor? Before all the people walk now, everybody walk, before all of you join, are we not sweeping? No, ma. Hallelujah. Prophet, Sister Dora, all of you in the team now. Before all of you started singing, why are we not singing? Didn't we have psalms? Why are you guys here when we are blessed at Mass? Okay, why are you guys here when we are, these are seasons, these are times? Oh, no. Who will sing? Shola was the one putting on generator. Please come and sing in service. You have to be generator, you know that generator. We suit. I know someone's been on generator with you. The funny thing is that generator, we now say, okay, we'll be testing every Saturday. That will work on Saturday. If you work, we'll stay in church. We should stay in church like 10. We'll stay in church. I'll go back to Luke. I will go home. Say, this is about to start. Say, this is about to start. He just goes, oh, is it 30 already? Okay. He just says, friend, you know, when generator is even giving you hope, and you say, go. You stop. You say, it's the song. You know, just go, psh. Say, this is about to start. We'll not be looking for who will repair. It does tire everybody that repairs generator in that area. They don't want to come to repair it. They don't have to call meeting for us to buy them. That was before all this promise came. We on there. What else? Osha. We had Osha. Recording. Why do you want recording from the start? There are teachings that have been recorded that you didn't know about. Why are they not recording? Why are they not editing messages? Who are editing messages? So there's a way to endure. Endure is part of the good report. It's part of the good report. You don't give excuses on the spot of an instruction. It is wronger than wrong. Even in the natural. In your offices. Are you listening to me? Even in natural. Your office. Your boss comes and says, we are going to have a meeting by Kinikon. Don't do like this. It's nonsense. You go to him and tell him his fault. Just kidding. Remember, my director gave an instruction in the clinic for all the staff, both clinicians and non-clinicians. That includes records, nurses, cleaners, technicians. And he said, we are all meeting by Kinikon. 3, and the meeting is going to finish by 5 on a Thursday. And then I saw people doing like this. That's wrong. I personally, I have an excuse. I even have a client meeting 4 o'clock that day. Now it's the client meeting before coming to church. But you see me do like this. I went to him when he was alone. Almost to the point of his car. Just stayed. So I want to see. I said, Pastor, what's the problem? Hey, concerning the meeting. I just want to seek permission. If you say no, it's fine. And I was sincere with it. If you said no, it's fine. It's 5 now, it's not 6. I just called the client. The one you can't tell me that I'll wait till 6 o'clock. That one, we might get caught. because I meant to close by 4. I'm not on call. No, this one. If you send it, it's fine. But you can see it, sir. See the message. Showed him the email. Right email. Showed him. He knows that church is Thursdays. Made that clear from the beginning. In the interview. Clear. Let it be. Unless you say it, the devil wants to use you. So, he said, oh, it's true. Thursday. Pastor. Oh. Okay, I excuse you. Thank you, sir. You know why I find it easier? Imagine that if I'd done like this in meeting, I would have useless the ministry of Jesus. Because he would have not granted it. And I'm the same church. Other people, they don't have church. You think they are pagans? They are atheists. Oh, everybody just say, ah, me to church, oh. Ah, me too, I'm a pastor in our church, oh. I take Monday school. But there's a way to do things. There's a way to get permission. Not, I will not be able to make it to church today. That sounds like deal with it. Good morning, man. I cannot make it today. What's that? There's no permission again. You are the one that have the rule over you. Live your life of honor. Then you walk in the spirit. Lastly, you live a life of commitment. What are we talking about? Eh? The things to remember. Put the brethren in remembrance of these things. Put them in remembrance that their service to God is supernatural. You don't do it in the flesh. Pray before you do anything. Have it in mind that what you are doing for the Lord is important. It's the most important thing after your salvation. Then, walk in honor. Put them in remembrance to walk in honor. Walk in honor. And number 3, put them in remembrance to walk in the Spirit. Not to be angry, to endure hardness, to be patient. Then lastly, to be committed. To be committed. There's nothing like serving the Lord where there's no commitment. When there's no commitment, there's no service. When there's no commitment, there's no service. Service means I am committed to doing this. When you call upon me, I will answer. That's service. You call upon me, I will answer. You ask me to do this, I will do it. You must be committed. Committed to giving. How can you be a worker in the local church and you don't give to what we do? That is horrible. That is very, very horrible. Let me say this. If you are a worker in any church, you must give. I'm not talking about offering. I'm talking about your giving monthly. It's not that the Spirit leads you. The Spirit is now leading you to give monthly. I'm not like telling you what the Spirit is leading you to. That means every month, there's something you are giving. That's what commitment is. Commitment is consistent. You have never given to yourself leader before. Never. You only take away. That which he has, take away. I've never thought that. Let me even give something to Broshola. I say, I just put it. You have not even bought card. Thank you, sir. I'm grateful. When someone offers you a good counsel, eh? You should appreciate it. If it's a card. But you know he's not going to eat card, Abby. So you give him something that would. He will say, ah, eat, will say, ah, thank you. He knows that gives that. He goes, ah, thank you too. Hallelujah. Don't just say it with mouth. Don't say, I don't have money. That's not the issue. The issue is that you don't give. And you know it. The issue is not that you don't have money. Because even if it's 1,000 naira you have, you know how to make it look like gift. Even if it's to buy rice. Rice. Every Christmas, I have people I give. Because that was the way I was brought up. Every Christmas. I saved towards it. You know what I mean? Chicken. That Christmas will not catch me without selling chicken to some people. And there are about 12 on my list. It is what I have learned in Christ. Not the chicken. The giving. Give it to yourself. Give it to your pastor. Thank you, sir, for the word. Okay. Okay. And so, after that, I know you thank me. I know. See, the gift is not the issue. The giving is the giving. No, I know the gift is not the issue. There are people in this same church who
in the natural family, they didn't have much.
And yet they give consistently. I know, because they give to me. And I know they don't have much. I know. Because I give to them.
But yet, you still stand here. And you say, how much more this person?
It's a wrong attitude. Whatever you cannot give to, you are not committed to. And people have that wrong attitude. No, give it to me monthly. Monthly. Every month there's something you give to your unit. Your unit leader. Even if it's drink. Eh? How much are they selling wine? Don't go and make your cell leader high. I mean, no matter how this is your letter. Don't go and give your cell leader can before the meeting. Now come and say, I see and see in truth. I see nations. Ah, Russia.
No man, no na colleague, how much? How much sell?
Eh? It varies, like average. 1,000 naira. 1,000. Bro Michael will say, 1,000.
Uh-huh. 1,000.
Buy gari. You don't have to buy gari. I don't think you have one couple. I'm not lying on your side. Don't like and choose yourself. You're saying,
you know what I'm saying? If it's the person's child, if you feel like your gift might not get to the person, the child, buy shirt. I'm saying this message for years. Buy shirt for the child.
Bo.
The pastor knows he is the one you appreciate. Your fellowship pastor knows he is the one you appreciate. You know what I'm saying? It's really my brother, I honor him. Can't be junior that you are honoring. Buy baby shoe. That might be expensive, I mean.
You rather buy the gari. But they say baby stuffs are expensive. Like. Happy Father's Day. And to the fathers in Christ, I speak of you. Sure. Is the pampas too expensive? Who can give you said it's a pampas? What are you doing? Why do you need it on my body? When I don't have incontinence. Buy blood money. You know that you are costing yourself in the world.
He's like, he's growing thin and all that.
Don't now go and start buying blood on that. That's an insult. That's an insult, yeah. And then, I'm motivated to me.
How many jokes should I use in the morning? But I see this structure. How should I use it?
You're 2 in the morning, 2 at night. 2 before prayer, check.
Honor. It's part of your honor. You give. And let it be. Let it be consistent. Like I already said, the gift is not the issue. The giving is. Bread is a good gift. Bread.
Don't come and flood house with bread, though.
It's not like I like bread that much, though. I'm just saying, for people, your study group leader. People, these are just simple things. Simple things. So that calls you and say, okay, this is the way you answered it. Maybe next time you could have answered it this way properly, because if you want to explain, and I believe that's how study group leaders, are you listening to me? That's how you should attend to people. After you have marked it, when you are about to give to the person, you show the person error, eh? Not just 7.5. Why didn't you get 10? Eh? So this is what you should have done, because when you are explaining, because it's so worth explaining, we are making you better ministers of the gospel, better teachers. Does that make sense? So what you should do is, okay, so that if you're explaining next time, you know, this kind of line now, you know, there's a way you have to expatiate on it. You don't just write this kind of thing, because you have to someone, the person has to understand what you meant here by very patio. So here, you just gloss over it. There's an explanation if you listen to that teaching well. Again, that's how study group leaders ought to be. So imagine someone who is taking time every week in, week out, doing that for you. There's nothing wrong with after one service you buy him a cool drink. Every time, thank you, sir. This is the one for this week. He can't hear you. Can you listen to what I'm saying? Study group leader. Even your prayer group. You know, the person that calls you every time and say, where are you? You didn't attend prayer group today. That dragged you to prayer group. I say, yeah, let's go. Appreciate. The chat card. These are simple questions. I'm already giving you ideas. I'm doing drawings for you.
I'll give you an idea of a gift. Package one, Gary, have you? Not alcoholic wine. I'm drinking of God's new wine. And it's true. Because I was a strange one. But learn to be full. Give. Men who have honest report. So when they said honest report, the church understood. Men who are part of the group that gave the food we are about to share. They are good reports. Especially in this kind of church, your giving is accounted for. You don't know. You have account. Abista Judith. Everybody, Sister Moyo, 2021, everything you give is there. 2020, everything you give is there. Some people, if we look at their giving and we multiply it times 1,000, we will not pay for the church auditorium. You just don't give. The only time you give is when they call you in your cell and say, we are giving for camp meeting. So you now say, oh, it's true, we have camp meeting. Want to give? No. What's the code? Eh? Let the need meet your giving on ground. The code. You know, if we have the giving on ground, the need, you will not be saying, we are giving for camp meeting. Then it's on ground. The only reason why we are giving for it is because it's not on ground. I should tell you something. Hallelujah. Committed to giving. Let it become a lifestyle. The woman that splashed the alabaster box on Jesus just said, a name will not be forgotten. Let them that rule over you be counted worthy of what? A double honor. And that, he took that from Moses straight. But some versions will say, of double salary. The laborer is worthy of the salary. You will not muzzle the ox that threshed the corn. That is, you don't treat people's labor over you with levity. Learn to appreciate. It's part of your work in the spirit. Learn to appreciate. After a meeting, learn to say, thank you, pastor, I was blessed. No. You don't just go. Yeah. I was like, it was great too. I even learned a lot of things. Appreciate. Are you listening? Learn to appreciate. Thank you, prophet, for bringing me to church. Thank you, Sister Deborah, for teaching me how to flow within the spirit. Things that you just remember. Let's appreciate. Don't cook food without appreciation. Don't go cook food and say, you are not giving to God food. Bachelor. I'm going for one, Don't bring a ball. What is in that? They always bring you cooler. You don't bring edification. Kula ministry. Yes, Kula ministry. Bring Kula or ban you. Amen. From Jesus. So you are committed. Committed to what the Lord is doing in your local church. You are committed to evangelism. You are committed to prayer. Those are things to remember. Committed to prayer. When the church is praying, we find you there. Committed. Be committed. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you will be a good minister. What are the things that we have highlighted? You have that they should be what? Full of the Holy Ghost in their service. They must not serve in the natural. Even though what you're doing is natural, you must see beyond that. You must serve God with your spirit. Number two, they must walk in honor. Regard for those who are over them in the Lord. Regard for your unit leader, regard for your cell leader, regard for your study group leader, not for your prayer group leader. That's the way this church is. You see those four structures? You will interact with people. Some of you are lucky. Your cell leader is your unit leader, is anybody like that? Your cell leader is your unit leader, and your prayer group and your study group. Is it possible? The chances are low. Honor. Hallelujah. Walk in honor. Number three, walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Endure. Be patient. Obey. Love. No part of our service. You can visit your church member. All that. If you have the time, you just pay a visit. It will be 10 minutes old. Just pay a visit and just came to greet you. You are fine. Walk in the spirit. Be hospitable. Be giving to hospitality.
Those are the things he mentioned in 1 Samuel 3. And I said, put them in remembrance. He gave it to hospitality.
Number 4, he committed. Especially in what? Huh? In giving.
Can we just pray for ourselves this morning?
Let's pray for yourself. I am getting better in my service. Jesus is working on me. Jesus, you are working on me. I am getting better and better and better. My service in the Lord, this local church, is receiving the power of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Spirit of God is mine, it is supernatural service for me. I will find occasions in the flesh. I will find opportunities in the flesh. Supernatural service. I give you this morning. For the many part of this year, I am committed. Committed in service, committed in giving. I want to respond. I don't forget good things. I'm a man born of the Spirit serving the Lord. Supernatural service. Supernatural service. I will take what I'm doing for the Lord with reality. I will take it as mere super, mere arranging, mere option. I take it as supernatural. Because I believe. And when I look at the Lord, it's magnified in my very eyes. It's magnified. I put value on it. I put value on it. I want to be as common.